Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletters on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support in your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Well, and let's now get to the show. What a month it has been, this month of March. We had first the new moon with the full solar eclipse. Then we experienced the spring equinox. And then we also opened up our hearts at the time of the full moon with the partial lunar eclipse to bring in more of this Christed energy, to purify ourselves more, and to be willing to use this energy to move to a place of forgiveness and love towards those parts of ourselves that we still judged or that we still haven't come to terms with, so that we could release further the cross of matter. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like we are working so hard towards these shifts. We're purging, we look at our darkness and our fears and that what brings us discomfort, and we are working through it and we are willing to release it. And you might even go and get healing sessions done where more is coming up. And it's this process and we are really delving deep into it. And then when the actual day comes of this big shift, of this possibility of ascension to another consciousness level, we embrace it and we look forward to it and we want this big shift. And then when it happens, we kind of feel exhausted and empty and even wonder a little bit, like, what was this all about? You know, was there so much excitement created and was it really worth it? And did it really bring, like, the so-called release from the cross of matter? Most of the time, we still feel that there's pretty much matter around us, keeping us limited to a certain extent. We still have to get up each morning. Most of us still go and work each day and have a job and other responsibilities, children, family, whatever it is. And it makes us wonder. You know, it sounds always so great, the path of transformation, the path of enlightenment. And yet, here we go again, another dark night of the soul, another purging. And it is exhausting. But the key in all of this is also to find a place of balance. Just as we go to bed at night and sleep, and hopefully you do that, to rest and to get up the next day a little bit more rejuvenated. Or you might even take an afternoon nap to recharge your batteries. The same it really is with this path of transformation or this path of ascension that we are on, and that we are certainly not just doing for ourselves, but we are doing it for this whole planet Earth. We are treading a path so that others can follow it too. And so, balance, what does that really mean? And how can we in this process stop and slow down and catch our breath? And Saint Germain certainly will talk more about it, but if you're anything like me, sometimes we get so involved that we don't even know how to stop. It's almost like this engine is just running and you're doing and you're preparing and you're working through your issues and you just don't know how to stop. And then suddenly when you wake up the next morning and you realize right now you don't have to do anything, you feel lost. Like, now what? And there's a danger with that. There's a danger that you just continue something even so you don't even have to do it anymore. And so how do we slow down? How do we find that place to stop? I have a lot of people that come to me and they say they have a hard time to quiet their mind. They have a hard time to meditate because of that. And yes, there are a lot of beautiful things out there like yoga and other ways to bring your mind to a still place. But how can you find that part of you that is willing to just stop and rest? And it has a lot to do with realizing that you truly are at the perfect place at the right time. Sometimes we are so afraid to miss a boat. We are so afraid to be not prepared enough, or that we failed, or that something isn't right. But to take a deep breath and to just tell yourself, it is okay. You don't always have to do something to be worthy of love, to be worthy of enlightenment, to be worthy of the help and assistance of the ascended masters and the angels. You are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, that makes you worthy by default. Of course, if you misuse your powers, there's karmic repercussions from that, definitely. But those of you who are listening to this radio show, I'm pretty sure that you are not intentionally hurting anyone. So remember that it is safe to not have to do something all the time. It is okay. It is most importantly okay for you to realize that you don't always have to prove to yourself that you are stronger than the darkness. There are times of rest. There are times where you can just stop and smell the roses. I know you've heard that before, stop and smell the roses, and sometimes it almost sounds like a cliche, but there's something about loving the little things. Slowing down enough so that you can even notice and see the little things. And sometimes when we get very joyful and enjoy the fruits of our labor, there's a voice that's coming up saying, yes, but how can you enjoy yourself? There's so much more to do. But at that moment, allow yourself to enjoy how far you've come. There are times where it's important to look back in the last few years and see how far you've actually come, to put things in perspective. Now, it holds true that at this last full moon, at the Festival of the Christ, the most significant shift you might have felt is a heart opening. And as a result of a heart opening, you will also feel a level of sensitivity and an intenseness, because suddenly you become aware of those parts that you've really, really hidden and pushed down because you were afraid to feel them. But they need to come up now for you to look at and say, but they're worthy of your love too. All parts are worthy of your love. And as you integrate and embrace more of all the parts of you and love them equally, there's a great transformation taking place. It might not be immediately visible, but it is happening nonetheless. It is that path of resurrection that follows such shifts as the full moon with the Festival of the Christ. At the full moon, we also had a very unique alignment where the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and Mercury were in alignment with each other. Now, what that means is, at that time, you were opened up further through body, soul, and spirit to the communication with the divine. But the divine is not only outside of yourself. The divine is also within you. And so what does it mean to open up further to the communication with the divine within you? Well, it for starters means that you have to start looking at your own self differently. And there are parts in us that we've always used to keep ourselves small and not divine. And they are not going to change until you choose to change them. And you can't choose to change them until you become consciously aware of doing this, of seeing the way you sabotage yourself, seeing the way you keep yourself small or separate, or distancing yourself from love. Because when you open yourself up to that greater love, what if you're going to lose it again? What if it's only an illusion? What if? So in this time right now, you will find that in preparation to deepen your communication with the divine, so that you can become an even more effective channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, what is taking place too is an opportunity to begin a whole new communication with your own self, to start speaking to parts of you that you've pushed down so deep and allow them to come up to voice their opinion, not rejecting it, not judging it, but just to listen to it, to listen to the part of you that says, if you open your heart, you're only going to get hurt. To say, yes, it is a possibility, but I am not who I was the last time when I got hurt. I am changed. I am wiser. And most importantly, I'm no longer alone. I'm working together with spirit, with the divine, to not only bring about a transformation within my own life, but to also assist others with the transformation too. And that is a key difference to the past. You have chosen to work now in alignment with spirit, to work in alignment with your divine I Am presence, and to use the mantra, I am that I am. And when you really feel the power of the statement, I am that I am, don't you feel that there's no justification needed? I am that I am. That is so profoundly beautiful when you just allow yourself to feel that in every cell of your body. I am that I am. Now, some will use it to say, to remind you when you judge someone outside of yourself, to say, I am that I am. And that holds true too, because life is a reflection of your inner self. But altogether, it is also very comforting to know that it's okay to be I am that I am. That you are, in your physical form, still an aspect of the divine, and that it's safe to express your divinity in physical form. And so Saint Germain will definitely talk more about catching your breath. And just think back about really how much you've accomplished this month. You have. You might not give yourself credit for it, but really take a look at your consciousness today in comparison to your consciousness a month ago. Yes, you might be exhausted. Yes, you might be tired. But altogether, you've changed. You actually have become stronger and more focused on your path of transformation. And the Hierarchy of Light wants to honor that today with you and supports you in the integration of the new energies. But again, now that this is to support you, this particular radio show is truly to support you, to empower you, to allow yourself to catch your breath, to relax, to feel good about yourself, and to not feel that you're doing so much and nothing is happening, to recognize that with every breath you take, every morning you wake up, your consciousness has shifted and you made some real important new choices. So feel good about yourself. So we are going to start with the first piece of music, and that is when Saint Germain's essence will come in, and then he will speak through me to all of you. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love and compassion that I come before you on your continued path of transformation. And I so much honor the path that you're on, your willingness to be in physical form at this most intense and auspicious time in human history. And truly don't underestimate the times that you live in now. Whenever there is such a great shift of a 26,000-year time period that happened as on December 21st, 2012, and in general you moved into a new Aquarian age, there is a lot of purging going on, especially the first 100 years of such a new time period. You've moved humanity into a place of awakening. This truly is a profound time. And just as you wake up in the morning and the light suddenly hits your eyes, there's a tendency where you would like to turn around, go back to sleep, keep your eyes closed for another 5 minutes, maybe another 10 minutes, turning your alarm clock off. And yet the alarm is ringing consistently, pushing you to move, asking you to get up, asking you to start moving again, maybe muscles and parts of your body that you haven't moved in a long time. And that is the same with you on your spiritual path. Yes, deep within you, you remember everything. You remember the path of ascension. You remember how it could be. And yet, some of your chakras, some of your brain functions, your pituitary gland, your pineal gland, and some of your other parts, they're not working as much as you wanted to. You can't see the auras the way you would like to see them. You can't hear us the way you would like to hear us. And it can be frustrating. And yet, it is an opportunity not only for your own self to tread a path, to begin using new muscles and new ways to live like never before, but you're doing this also for humanity as a whole. But with every time of activity, there also comes a time where you must allow yourself to rest. When you embark on a long journey, climbing up a mountain, don't you also allow yourself to stop every once in a while and to just enjoy the view? Instead of rushing up the mountain, only to reach the top of the mountain, all sweaty, all exhausted, and not even really able to enjoy that within yourself. And so, we are asking you to allow yourself to sit down and enjoy the scenery every so often. To look back down the trail that you've treaded, and to see how many turns you've made, how many steps you've climbed, and how far you've come. And so we invite you now to envision yourself sitting on a tree stump or on a bench and to look upon a beautiful scenery that is laying out in front of you. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel the opening and vastness in front of you. And acknowledge that you already reached quite a height on your trail, on your climb of the mountain. You're not still at the beginning of the mountain. Even so, sometimes it appears that the top of the mountain is too far to ever be reached, too steep to climb, too rocky for you in your simple shoes and clothes. So you feel that you're not strong enough or prepared enough. You're not a rock climber that can climb these steep rock walls. And yet, when you call on Spirit, Spirit will give you a hand and will lift you up so you do not even have to do any climbing, but all in due time. So allow yourself to take this moment right now and to envision yourself sitting, taking a deep breath, and feeling that You truly don't have to do anything right now. You've done a day's worth of work. You can rest. You can stop. You can open up your little picnic basket and allow yourself a drink of water and a piece of food and re-energize yourself. And what might be surprising to you is that as you sit and as you might think that nothing is happening because you're resting, a lot more is going on at that moment because you've made choices. You've made choices and you've set intentions that changed the path that is ahead of you. And the path that ahead of you might have had much more curves and was much steeper. But now, because of all the work you've already done in preparation, it has changed. But you won't see that until you get back on the path. So for right now, as you rest, you must have trust and faith that the life around you is in fact changing. You might not see it right away, but it is changing nonetheless. It is becoming easier. It is changing in a way that is supporting you on your climb, on your way of ascension. And so again, allow yourself to just take a deep breath. And with every out-breath, allow your muscles and your whole nervous system to relax a little bit more. You've worked hard all your life. You've walked through many valleys of the night, and you did come out the other end. And so for right now, honor that. For right now, give yourself the permission to stop. And at this time, as you find yourself sitting on this bench, looking down at the valleys, looking down at everything that you've accomplished already in this year, all the times that you might have broken up in a relationship, and yet here you are, still walking on the path of enlightenment, not having given up on love, regardless. And that means a lot. That does not mean you're foolish. That does not mean that you're naive or ignorant. On the contrary, it means that you have trust and faith. So again, take a deep breath and allow yourself to surrender a little bit more to the moment. Surrender a little bit more to the place that you find yourself in. And put your hand on your heart. And you might feel how your heart has changed. And yes, it might feel a bit more sensitive, a bit more raw, a bit more open. But there's something underneath that rawness and openness that is starting to build. There is a flame of love that is growing, filled and fired up with the passion of life that has always been within you. And even so, you feel more open, more sensitive, and more raw. There's also that promise within you that you can feel, maybe not strongly, maybe only tiny little touches of it, but it is becoming stronger, that feeling of a promise of a better life, a promise of a deepening of your connection to spirit, a promise that all the work you've done was not done in vain. And so, use your hand connection with your heart now to ignite this flame of hope, this flame of promise, this flame of love even further. Feel it grow underneath your hand, becoming stronger and stronger. Just keep using your in-breath and out-breath to feel it growing within you. And at this time, angels of love and angels of healing are descending from the heavens, surrounding you in a loving embrace and offering to you the olive branch as a symbol that there is a new land, that there is a new form of life ahead of you and not too far. And a dove is landing right by your feet, also as a promise of a new beginning. And so we invite you to take that olive branch that is handed to you and to acknowledge that this is not just given to you as an empty promise, but as a commitment to work with you on your path so that you can reach new heights. You never have to walk this path alone. The power of transformation is not one that has to be wielded alone, but that can be wielded together with Spirit, always in the knowing that Spirit has another level of discernment to support you to see what usually is unseen, to support you to hear what usually is not heard, to support you in choices that otherwise you might have been afraid to take, but now Spirit will give you the courage to go where you didn't think you could go before. So the angels, 12 of them, are creating a circle around you and are calling down 12 different aspects of the divine in form of an empowerment in, through them, out of their heart, into your heart, to fill you up and to encourage you to be at peace yourself and to allow your nervous system and to allow all parts of your body to integrate all these new frequencies you've received up to this point. Allow yourself to simply be open, to rest and to receive this now and feel the peace that is flowing through you at this time. Thank you. And you can feel yourself being uplifted by these angels. Uplifted on your path up the mountain. And they take you effortlessly to the very top of the mountain. And right here on top of the mountain, there is an ancient temple that is dedicated to your life, to this lifetime that you find yourself in. Dedicated to your path of transformation. Dedicated to the position you've chosen to be in this particular human incarnation. And awaiting you here is an ancient one, an ancient master who's been watching over Earth from the beginning of time and who will watch over Earth and Gaia until the time comes that every single human has ascended to the higher vibrational frequency, to the higher consciousness of the fifth dimension and beyond. And you're lovingly greeted by this ancient master and embraced in gratitude as he is taking you into your temple, the temple that is dedicated to you. And in here, you find, as he guides you into the most inner part of this temple, a sacred crystal. It is very unique to you. It has a unique color. It is out of a unique cut and has a unique form that way. And within it is a unique flame, a unique light that glows from inward to the outside. And so, right now, the ancient master that some know as Sanat Kumara is taking you by your hand and is putting your hand on that crystal with his hands right on top of it. And so, we want you to close your eyes. We want you to be in an inner state of receptivity as Sanat Kumara will download a sacred new coding into you to activate new levels of wisdom that will prepare you for the next full moon, for the time where Buddha will descend into the Visakha Valley to bring new illumination to all those here on earth who are willing to accept it. This coding will need the time of 21 days. So allow it, for some it will be a little faster. So allow the integration time. It is nothing that you will have to do. It is something effortless and easy that will take place. But it will make it easier for you to integrate the upcoming new frequencies that will be ushered through Buddha onto the earth realm. So again, it is about allowance, catching your breath, and simply being able to receive necessary support on your path of enlightenment. Sanat Kumara will now activate these ancient codings within you and very much acknowledge that this crystal is a part of your inner self too. It is part of your support system. It holds a unique frequency, it holds a unique ray, and it holds a power for you that you can access when you need extra strength and extra support. So you are now receiving from Sanat Kumara in smaller form, a smaller version of this crystal in form of an etheric pendant that he is putting around your neck, activating right within you. So when you find your way back into your physical body, it will also be activated right into your heart center. So feel this taking place now. Use your in-breath and out-breath to settle these energies within you. As Sanat Kumara is also putting an ancient symbol onto your forehead and onto your heart. It's a completion of this activation that you just received. allow yourself to use a couple of deep breaths again. As now the angels that are present, the 12 angels, guiding you out of the temple, you're leaving Sanat Kumara behind as they're lifting you up again. And instead of taking you back on the path where you rested, they're taking you right back to your physical body, where it is sitting, where you've left it prior to going on the journey, taking you into your innerst self, into the sacred temple of your heart. And right within your heart, you will find now on your sacred altar within, where there are two white candles lit, that there also is a mirror image, a mirror aspect of that crystal. It is always there for you to access, always within you. And so we want you now, as you are back in your body, to feel the essence of this crystal and feel the ray that is within this crystal expanding and touching every cell of your physical body. Feel this taking place now as you take slowly more breath in and out, feeling the warmth, the empowerment, the strength, the rejuvenation that comes with the essence of this crystal. In a way, it holds an aspect of the elixir of life within it. So feel comforted by this. Also activated within you is the flower of life, sacred geometry. In every cell of your body, feel that. There is great support in that. Great healing. Great rejuvenation. Use your breath to feel this process. And feel at peace. As again, you've much accomplished. That's beautiful. Now feel your feet on the ground, connected to the earth. Feel every part of your body tingling by the touch of the air that is around you, by the atmosphere of earth, making it very clear that you are part of earth. Not separate, but part of Gaia. And it is good. It is the reason why you're here, to assist Earth in the awakening process. And so what does this mean to your life? To catch your breath, to slow down enough to rest. Often what it means, as you could see by this inner journey, is that things are being put in place that will allow you to accelerate your process instead of slowing it down. So sometimes what appears to be too much of a pause, or it appears to be a step back, in reality is nothing else than preparing you for taking 10 steps forward. So not everything is as it seems to be. You are asked to have trust and faith in the hierarchy of light, in your spirit guides, in your own divine I Am presence, over and over and over again. You do not know the full plan. You can't. Because every single one of you is part of the whole plan. And every single one of you carries out a significant piece. One of you, the plan would fail. So not one is better than the other. Not one is more important than the other. Every single one of you is equally important. And so if you tell yourself that you might not be as wise or as powerful as someone else that you know. The truth is, it doesn't really matter. You are exactly how you need to be at this present moment to anchor the unique frequency that is yours, that is your divine heritage here on earth for the benefit of all. So stop pushing so much. Stop wanting to know so much more. And instead, allow yourself to relax, to catch a breath, or maybe two or three breaths, and to allow in the natural process of evolution, resurrection to take place, and your life to change accordingly. And it is all about the power of transformation. And there's times on the path of transformation where you do take direct action by bringing opposing forces together and doing whatever it takes for the power of love to bring these opposing forces into alignment, into a place of balance, so that they can come together to become one, just like you experienced at the spring equinox. But then there's also times when the merging has taken place that you must wait and be patient and not interfere with the internal process that brings about outer changes and outer awakening. So be at peace again and know that it is not about pushing the river. It is about allowing yourself to flow with the river of life, to let the water of life take you along the currents, along the curves, to finally get you where you need to be. Balance is key. Moderation is key. Not finding times of inactivity because you feel that they are wasted is key. In your society, that's not always easy, since you live in a society that so much focuses on constant action, constant work, constant application, always looking for answers, always seeking out the new, always finding new inventions, easier and faster ways to do things. And speed is not always the answer. It is not. Sometimes it is the power of stillness and the power to not do that can bring the greatest change that you're looking for, that is giving you the answers that you're seeking. So, again, use this time now for the next few days in preparation to the next new moon to go within and to rest. At the next new moon, it is another time of opening yourself up to another path, to another part of your journey. But not until then, not a day before then. So rest and allow yourself to reach this new moon, to reach these new opportunities, and then make choices accordingly. Emptiness, awareness, and choice are important aspects, and I will talk about it more next week. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I am very much supporting you on your path towards enlightenment. I'm now turning the word over back to Brigida, now that my love for you is eternal. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain. Well, it's always hard to come back from that. Give me a moment. Thank you, everyone, for being part of our show today. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. Saint Germain has helped me so much, so I'm sure he's helping all of you too. I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. And even so, some of these shows are geared towards certain time periods. You will find, like the one for relationships, that you can listen to that at different points in your life, especially when you have relationship issues coming up. So all of this radio show series can help you at different times again, So I invite you to go back and maybe to listen to some of them again, just as a guidance and a support to help you further on your path. Next week, St. Germain's focus will be on helping you further prepare for the next steps on your journey of transformation. It's a new moon, and also in preparation, we are starting to get ready for the VSAC festival. He will be talking more about that. Those are exciting times, and the festival of VSAC brings a lot of illumination and awakening to every initiate, so get ready for that. Probably that's why he's talking about catching your breath. And illumination, again, takes place in many ways on the path of enlightenment, and the power of emptiness, awareness, and choice are key aspects of this, and Saint Germain will definitely talk to you about that. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I will close now for today. I hope you have a great week. It is always an honor to be before you. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boye, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Be at peace. May you be loved far beyond your expectation. Make sure you slow down and catch your breath. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boye, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.